Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Free Talk Live. We are this evening taking your mind off of.
Don't say it.
Burning buildings.
Don't say it.
Protests. Maybe the odd riot.
Oh, now they're going to call in and talk about
Chaz.
It.
Everything with.
Have you ever been chazzed?
Well, that's what we're talking about, is apparently young men in America are getting chazzed less and less. Here we are with a story from Reuters that says that from 2018 to 2018, nearly 10,000 men and women aged 18 to 44 researched here. Researchers found that 16.5% of respondents reported less sexual activity. That's a significant amount in 2016 to 2018 versus 9.5 in 2000 to 2002. Mostly unmarried heterosexual men. And I want to know what that does to a nation, what that does to a generation. I have a certain level of confidence in my life. People would not call me meek. Okay? People don't call me humble. People don't call me most of those terms for, you know, these kinds of things. Introverted, they don't use these terms to describe me. How much of that, and I can only talk about my personal experience because I've only inhabited one body so far.
Well, you're the one that gets to procreate and, like, seed the nation.
Am I the alpha? Because I wouldn't call myself that either. If you actually look at what an alpha male is in sort of nature, I don't exist trying to dominate the other males in any given circumstance.
Well, that's part of being a primate. I mean, again, research that they've done is that the more a primate dominates other primates, the more likely it is that two primates half their size are going to tear them apart. Literally in the case of chimps, whereas if they're more friendly and, like, they make friends with everyone, that's where you get a stable hierarchy.
Well, there you go. Perhaps I'm that kind of monkey. I don't know.
I figure that's the right kind of alpha to be.
I'm off the dating market. I don't even see how I could fit into this Greek letter paradigm. I don't get to procreate as I wish. In fact,
they're definitely not the alpha.
It's as she wishes. Sexual, and that's, it's not even procreation at this point, considering I had a vasectomy after my 12-year-old son was born. So I just practice at it. I just the good old days.
Well, hey, if you're going to fail at something.
Sexual activity is largely unchanged among unmarried women, along with no notable decline among gay men. Men who were unemployed or had lower income were more likely to be sexually inactive, as were men and women who were students. How is that possible? There you are in a school. Like, you know, in those moments when I think to myself, if I were unmarried, how would I go about it? I look at college campuses and I say, my God, that place is ripe for the picking.
Well, it's also ripe for demonization of masculinity.
I guess. I don't know. I mean, I hear about those things on the news, but...
Oh, absolutely.
They need better drugs and better rock and roll.
I've heard that even when young people demonize masculinity, young women still like masculinity. Like, you know, whether they dislike whatever they read about it doesn't mean that they actually dislike it and that they don't really have any choice.
Well, they made it... Women might still go after masculinity, but a lot of it comes back to self-censorship. I mean, if you're taught that basically masculinity is toxic, you're going to keep yourself from pursuing.
Maybe. But if you're here's the other problem, too. If you're the guy in that college situation and you know that masculinity is being demonized, you may self-censor yourself because even if she comes on to you, there's consequences afterwards that they're going to believe her
And given so, the circumstances.
Given the
right?
circumstances.
So you both had a drink or two or five.
Or
who knows?
That. You could be sober and, you know, or whatever. If,
well.
If it occurs, because being drunk isn't the only factor, right, of you know, rape. Right.
Right.
You can have, she can be sober, you can be sober. You can consent at the time, but then she goes and has the conversation with her friends. Right,
changes her mind. As to
changes
what?
Her mind because they've convinced her that it was a toxic male, right? And then what are you going to do as the male? And if you come up through that culture where that's a thing, and you see the news articles, you know, and the reports in your own school, you know, about the guy that had been accused.
Yeah,
you don't take the chance.
And the news is rife with these things from
you
know, people who are women who are willing sex partners, you know, following guys around with a mattress, complaining about how they were raped by this guy. And then once you get the story, it wasn't rape, it was just regret.
Yep.
And like that she was probably unhinged in some way. It's not like, I mean, like if mental illness exists, then it exists in the female.
Now too.
What's that?
You're getting in trouble for saying that now too.
Well, I'm sorry. if mental illness exists, then it exists in the female of the species.
Sure.
Because it obviously exists in the species. Then, you know, if it exists in the species, it exists in the dating market. If it exists in the dating market, you could run across a crazy woman. And that ain't going to go well. So.
Well, and one of the issues in college nowadays is the active consent. So you're supposed to get consent for every single escalation. If you touch a person, you have to ask them first. So if you have any self-doubt whatsoever, you're faced with a no-win situation. Either you can overcome over and over again any amount of self-doubt, or you can violate the ethic that you've been taught to believe in college campus.
So this brings up something for me. I wonder whether that still exists, because it certainly was a thing like 15 years ago. They were, you know, there was colleges were talking about you need to get, may I touch you on your shirt? May I touch your hair? You know, like you keep on getting yeses, a series of yeses. And I wonder whether women in college campus have got in high schools and wherever they're doing it. Remember, young women aren't not having sex, are just like, stop asking me things. I'm going to, you know, do what I'm going to do to you. That way you don't have to ask questions. When lesbians are studied, what you find is that over time they stop initiating. Women just stop initiating.
Interesting.
So is this what's happening is that relationships die because the men are used to the women initiating and then they don't initiate anymore?
Well, so here's part of the issue. Like, and it ties back into that, like, 80% are below average attractiveness. So, like, you are less likely to be accused
80%
of men
are considered by
right.
women of certain demographics to be less than 50%.
No, just 50%. Across the board.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so now if you are a very, very attractive man, then you have a much lower risk that someone's going to end up following you around with a mattress. So they have a much lower threshold for risk on that. So you're going to have a much smaller pool of men that are willing to risk being rejected now that rejection comes with a potential prison sentence. Than average attractiveness men.
The stories I have read are that Tinder is that the Tinder, heterosexual one?
Tinder is a dating app.
Yeah, Tinder is a dating app for okay. heterosexuals, right?
Right.
Okay, sorry. The Tinder on 20% of men on Tinder got 80% of the female activity, whatever that activity might look like. I guess it's swiping, right?
Sure.
I've only seen it. I've never participated on Tinder. I've seen people swipe, and that's all.
That's all you do.
That's all I'm going to do, though. I'm not going to do anything. So that means that 80% of men are fighting over 20% of the activity among women, and, well, that's not very nice. That's not going to make things go well. You know, I mean, and some of those guys have figured out how to use personality to get more swipes by the things they write down on Tinder and the picture that they put up there. Some guys would do very bad jobs where it's like, you know, them with their shirt off with a Busch beer can in their hand or whatever the case may be. So they didn't really.
Look, man, if you're going fishing, you got to use the right bait. Beer, Busch beard, and a beer, whatever, that might be getting you the girl you want.
Well, it might. It might be just get you some catch a fish. Who knows? I don't know. Given the preference of men of higher socioeconomic status and the larger number of college-educated women than men, Some young men may find it difficult to form heterosexual relationships that researchers note. Higher income could mean more resources to search for partners and could be considered a more desirable by such partners. It just basically, it doesn't look good for young men in America. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. What do you think this means for our nation? 855-450-FREE.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
This COVID-19 thing has turned the world upside down. Regardless of what you believe about it, it has changed our lives. But what's not changed is that if you own a business, you need to advertise to reach new customers or clients. Our audience is not the kind to stick their heads in the sand during a crisis. They are fully engaged and more active than ever. Special advertising packages are available to you to help you not just recover, but thrive. Email my sales manager, Matthew at freetalklive.com. The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org. Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com? You'll see links to Walmart, Love Java, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the liberty movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. We just finished a story here that basically says that young heterosexual males aren't having nearly as much sex as they did a few short years ago, that this is just diminishing over time. And, well, I don't know what that means. If it continues, what does it mean for the nation? Is it good? Because some people could say this is good. Is it bad?
It will stem the overpopulation issue.
This is one of the issues.
Well, no, it sounds like the rate of women having sex isn't going down. They're just having sex with a smaller and smaller portion of men. So, no, that's not going to solve your overpopulation issue.
Yeah, that is one thing. I mean, if you have farm animals, you know that you slaughter the males and keep the females. It's, you know, it's simple mathematics. Let me tell you about the AnyPay. AnyPayInc.com is one of their websites, and the one you should go for this is probably one of the most exciting companies out there right now in the cryptocurrency space. We have teamed up with them. We are excited about the things that they do. And if you've got a business and you need to accept cryptocurrencies, AnyPayInc.com is the way to do it. If you are a person who wants to see cryptocurrency accepted on a wide scale, go to AnyPayInc.com and look for their AnyPay Ambassador program and just go find businesses and get paid on whatever cryptocurrency transactions go through that business. It's AnyPayInc.com. That's AnyPayInc.com. And thanks to the good folks over there at AnyPay Inc. Again, I'm very curious about this whole, you know, what happens if they stop having sex. In Japan, this is happening, right? Like, young men are, and young women too, to some extent, are just basically not having sex. In some cases, they're not leaving their rooms.
Well, that's kind of what I was thinking of when I said that, because in Japan, they're like, they have a population crisis.
Yes.
Because of that. So, but if it's the case, you know, the women aren't doing it as well, then yeah, I can understand.
Well, that's what's happening in Japan.
Right.
And maybe we go down that road. Maybe we're 2 decades behind them. Who knows what's going on? I don't know. I can't understand why a young person, a young man, because I've never been a young woman, a young man would ever not leave their room and just play World of Warcraft and have a waifu pillow and have their parents slide their food to them under the door. Like, I don't get that, but it happens.
It's a very comfortable lifestyle.
Well, again, I mean, you have things that you want to accomplish. You have goals that you set, and you work to achieve them. Now, if you can just do that in a digital world, it's much more convenient, and there's much less risk.
Yeah. I mean, it's all about the goals. It really is.
Exactly.
You know? And I, for me, the digital world is a treadmill that I hate, because in order to do much of what I want to do, I must do 90% of the things that I do online are worthless to me in a sense of achieving value. Like, yeah, my email box is full of spam and pointlessness and things like that. And I have to sort of go through these 200 emails per day in order to achieve these things. And I'm like, I got to find a better way to do this.
I had an old boss who was like reluctant to get on social media. And, you know, being young, definitely younger than him, but younger at the time, I was like, this is the new way to interact with people and to generate customers and clients. Right. He was like, you know, I got my ad out there. He had his like his picture on, you know, the grocery separator that goes through the line and the grocery. He was like, that's how he was doing. I'm like, nobody cares. Like, you might get a couple off of that, but if you're not posting stuff on social media for people to see regularly, that's where everyone is. That's where you're going to get the name out. So we went through, like, you know, basically a quick tutorial on how to do it. You know, like, all right, you got to create the account, get on Facebook, set up your page or whatever, and start posting stuff. And he goes, well, how much time do I have to spend on this? I was like, well, how successful do you want to be at it? Right.
You know,
there's people that do it all day. You know, can you devote a few hours? It's like, no, I don't want to do it. I'm like, well, then don't, but don't expect any results. You know, you get the results from the effort you put in.
And I think you get more results. So, like, the first 5% of effort is probably worth 25% of results, would be my guess if you're trying to use social media as marketing. But you have to be in the next, in the social media for the demographic you're trying to hit. So if you're trying to hit older people, maybe Facebook's a better place to be. If you're trying to hit younger people, maybe Instagram's the place to be. I don't entirely know. I'm no expert in social media. To me, social media is a cesspool of people's opinions that I don't want to read anymore.
Yeah, but no one picks up a newspaper, right? If you put an ad in the newspaper, how many people are you going to reach versus targeted ads on Facebook or Instagram or whatever?
And if you're looking for older Americans in a given geographic area, then a newspaper might be a good choice. But it might be better on, it might be just as good on Facebook because you can hit zip codes and interests.
That's
and all that
I'm
kind
saying.
Of stuff. Yeah, it's tough.
It is. But if you don't want to do it, right, then don't expect to get results from it and keep treading water as much as you can.
Well, I think you do rightly point out that dating, sex, and business are all about advertising.
That's
well,
fact.
And with more dating going online, right, with all the dating profiles and the websites, you're better off there if you're playing the numbers game than going out to a bar or a college campus or wherever and, like, taking your chances.
There's also the rejection thing. So, I mean, for men especially, like, we have, like, an instinctual desire not to be rejected because that might actually, like, terminate your bloodline if you get rejected and it gets around the rest of your tribe.
Okay.
So now with something like Tinder, they swipe left, they swipe right.
Rejection is painless.
Yes. You never even know if you were rejected. So, like, risk-free dating.
Maybe. I want to take a different approach to that because the rejection, depending on how it happens, can be more harsh because like on Tinder or whatever, and there's like a whole, you know, Reddit thread about this. If you get the right swipe and she goes like, oh yeah, let's talk. And then you say something stupid in the conversation, that's then made public for the internet. So it's not like you got rejected and then you can then move on. Right, it's you got rejected. Your conversation is now posted on social media.
Well, that's that's a much different form of rejection. I mean, that's a really bold form of rejection.
It can be, but if you're talking about younger people who are on social media all the time, right, college kid, high school, whatever, you know, you find a cute girl, you start texting her, you say something dumb, screenshot, and then share it with the school.
It could happen.
It could happen. I'm sure it does.
So. You were saying bars, you don't think that a bar is the way to go.
I didn't say it's not the way to go. I said efficiently, if you're playing the numbers game, you're better off just swiping at home.
Right. Every once in a while, I end up in a bar, and because I am very bad about wearing a wedding band, but to the point that I just don't wear a wedding band anymore.
Okay.
I don't like it. I don't like to wear it. It's a nervous habit. I twist it. I don't want it on. I'm not social signaling that I'm married to people because I don't wear a wedding band. I'm not going to do anything against my marriage or anything like that. But I have been in bars and I have been, I've had young women give me the idea that perhaps there's an opportunity here. And I have to say that bars don't seem like that unfertile of a ground to me.
Well, and the wedding band could also
just can't play the numbers game.
I missed both of that, but I would say that the whole idea that a wedding band is somehow going to get you more dates is nonsense.
Okay.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. If you know otherwise, let me know. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Saddle up. It's new Dynavite for horses.
Dynavite does give you quick results. One horse, the first time I fed Dynavite to her, she took off running across the whole pasture as fast as she could. You could just tell she felt great. And it doesn't take much. Just one little scoop in their grain. I've been feeding Dynavite to my 5 horses, and within 2 weeks, I noticed a difference in their coat and their behavior. Nasdaq was a 3-year-old thoroughbred, and I only had 8 to 10 weeks to get this horse in shape for the retired racehorse project last year. Dynavite really helped him to relax his muscles, regenerate, rebuild, and stay physically and mentally fit for the job. We got top 20. You do see horses take in these 15 different supplements that are all going to overreact with each other, and I think that would make a very confused horse. Simple is so much better. I get my Dynavite from Dynovite.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jesse Edwards. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson advised people not to attend demonstrations in the UK after the word racist was scrawled on a Churchill statue during protests over the killing of George Floyd.
You've got a situation in which the statue of Winston Churchill, who is a national hero, has had to be boarded up for fear of violent attack. That, to me, is both absurd and wrong.
City officials in Palmdale, California, said on Saturday that they support calls by activists and residents who have demanded an independent investigation into the death of Robert Fuller, a 24-year-old black man who was found hanging from a tree in a public square this week. His sister spoke from the rally in Palmdale.
It's really crazy to all of us. And we really are here to support Robert, and we really want to find out the truth of what really happened.
Yeah.
This is USA Radio News. Georgia Democrat Stacey Abrams told This Week with George Stephanopoulos on Sunday that the deadly shooting of another black man in Atlanta demonstrates the legitimacy of Black Lives Matter protests.
There's a legitimacy to this anger. There's a legitimacy to this outrage. A man was murdered because he was asleep in a drive-thru. And we know that this is not an isolated occurrence. We also know that a man taking a taser from a police officer in Pennsylvania resulted in his arrest. But because this person was black, it resulted in his death.
The protesters in Seattle have taken over a seven-block area near the police department's East Precinct. Seattle Police Officers Guild President Michael Sloan told Fox News that the federal government is watching the movement spread to other major cities.
As we're already seeing signs that it's occurring down in Portland, Oregon, and we've heard things happening in Nashville, and my sources are telling me that the federal government is extremely interested in this.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. We've been talking about dating, young people, and sex. And lots of fun, fluffy topics to get your mind off of, well,
so if you're a young person who wants to know about this stuff, call in, because you got three experts sitting here.
Experts. Experts.
We used to be young males.
So I want to talk to you about Divi. Divi is a cryptocurrency. Their whole goal is to make cryptocurrency as easy as they possibly can, so easy that your mother or grandmother can use it, is the claim. And they're coming out with their beta testing right now, their new wallet, which is awesome. It's going to allow you to move between Divi and Bitcoin and government currencies right in the app and go right into your wallet using Western Union and being available in 200 countries. It will be as simple as using something like Apple Pay or something like that. And it is great tech. Interestingly, Divi had a tremendous jump in value in the last 10 days. And I don't know what that means, but it probably means people on Free Talk Live are hearing about it, and people out there in the world are hearing about it. Don't forget, Free Talk Live is 200 radio stations across the country. As people hear about these things, they're going to get involved at some point or another. DIVI, that's Divi. DIVI, DiviProject.com. That's, oh, excuse me, dot org. DiviProject.org. Let's go to Daniel calling in from Virginia. Daniel, you're on Free Talk Live. Daniel?
Yeah, Daniel.
What's up?
So, look, I have a few questions. And I wanted to get some advice from some outside guys who have more experience in life than I do.
Perfect. That's what I just suggested.
So, I've been dating around for a few years. I'm turning 23 this fall. I've been dating around for a few years. And I don't know, man. I just feel like it's impossible to find a real connection. Like, I want more than anything to fall in love and just build a happy life with someone. Sappy as that may seem, but I don't know. Sometimes it just feels like it's never going to happen. I can't connect with someone on an emotional level. And I'll find someone that I really like that on paper it seems like it would be a perfect match. We have a lot of, we would do things together. I'd enjoy their company. I'd thoroughly enjoy being around them. We would have similar hobbies and interests. We'd like each other's families, but it's just not there. Like, I feel like I'm reaching out for something that's not there. Like, when you take a step and you're going up the stairs and you expect that another step, but it's not there and you miss it. Like, you're reaching out, going to grasp something that's not there. I don't know if it's me.
So be clear when you say it's not there. You're not feeling the same emotional response from her? Or despite all those congruities, you just don't feel some sort of emotional connection in long term?
Despite, I mean, thoroughly enjoying being around someone and liking them for who they are as a person, it's just not like an emotional attachment. Which is,
do you have any idea why that is? Like, I'm just going to ask you before I go on my thing. Do you have any ideas as to why that might be?
No, I mean, I have no idea.
Okay.
And at this point, I'm thinking about, like, talking to a therapist or something. But
nah. I mean, you could talk to a therapist, and it's never a bad idea to talk to a therapist. I certainly wouldn't turn anyone away from talking to a therapist.
Talk to Mark first. It's free.
You're not broken, okay? You're just not into her, and that's okay. I mean, you know, like that's what dating is.
It sounds like you're just not having chemistry with these people. You connect with them on an intellectual and interest and all of that level, but I mean, really, a lot of it really just comes down to unknowns of chemistry. Where, like, if you don't have the right pheromones to tell them that you've got the right genes to procreate with, there's just not going to be that attraction to it.
Despite having similar hobbies and interests.
Right.
Right. I mean, like, on paper, things match up, and then in real life, they don't. I dated a lot of young ladies that the things matched up, and it looked like it should work. I had no intention of getting married. Why would I get married? It doesn't make any sense to get married. So logically, I was not going to get married. Then I met my wife, and I met a person who not only had a lot of positive attributes and, like, wow, why wouldn't you marry this person? But on top of that, there was a strong desire as far as it went. I was just, you know, into her, and you got to be into them, I think, for it to work. And don't forget, young men, young women, this is the most important decision you're going to make in your life. And when you make it poorly, and you may very well make it poorly the first or second time.
And that's okay, too.
You're going to be sorry. So there you go, Daniel.
Make the poor choices early on and learn from them.
Yeah, it sounds like you've developed some skill with creating a friendship with someone, which is definitely an important part of this. So really, it's just try and try again. If you get good skill at getting that rapport with someone, but you don't have the chemistry for it, well, then develop rapport with someone who you do have chemistry for.
I appreciate the help.
I would also say set goals and write them down. Like, set goals and write them down. Like, what do you want out of the relationship type of a thing? Like, you know, if you had to say, like, my ideal relationship looks like this, put it on paper, and then, you know, stop worrying about whether hobbies and interests align, and start worrying about, you know, finding that emotional connection with the person that, you know, fits what your goal of a relationship is. And if you're lucky, she'll have a similar list that aligns with yours, and then it works both ways.
I appreciate the advice, gentlemen. I'm just, it's gotten to the point where I'm just tired of, I make an emotional connection, and, or I'll make a connection, but the person I'm with will be really into me, and it comes down to, I have to explain to them each time, look, I'm sorry, but I'm just not feeling this way. And, you know, I don't want to go around breaking hearts.
Like, oh, I hear you. Sex in the City described it this way, that men are kind of like taxi cabs. They date around, and then the light comes on, and the next one that hails the cab gets them. And I don't know if that's true. Maybe that's how it is for you. It's a pretty cynical way to look at things. I didn't feel like that's how it happened for me, but maybe it was.
Well, I would also suggest doing some self-reflection if that involves a therapist, maybe. Because if you're not feeling that way because on a subconscious level you're self-sabotaging yourself in the relationship with compatible mates, right, then you want to overcome that self-sabotage trigger as well so that you can take the next step in that relationship.
Yeah, I think we've done the best we can here for Daniel. Thank you so much for the call, Daniel, and all the best. Remember, it is the most important decision, and I'll repeat that over and over again. Let's go to Pat calling in from Michigan. Pat, you're on Free Talk Live.
You got me?
I gotcha.
All right. A doc buddy of mine told me this a while back, and it's right in line with what you guys are talking about. Back in the day, a woman, or especially a young girl trying to date a young man, would invite him over for supper, right? Well, her and her mother would cook food. They'd have their hands in the food and whatnot. And I don't understand how it passes through, but the pheromones and something come through the skin, and theoretically the young man within the next day or two will start having dreams about the young woman, and the more these things transpire, the stronger these dreams get. And we've lost our touch to our food. We, you know, everything comes out of a Sara Lee box. It's scary.
I think you're right.
People don't even know what a ground and a seed is anymore.
Yeah, I think there's
concrete.
I think that there's a lot to be said about this. We ain't nothing but mammals, and the thing that makes us do the things we want to do is, well, it's obscured to us. Why are we attracted to the people that we're attracted to? I don't mean physically looking at a picture attracted. I mean really, in real life, attracted. But I think Pat's got onto something there. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom, here on Free Talk Live.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Call in, talk about what's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. Want to tell you about Intercoin. Today, large corporations act as middlemen for our everyday online communications and transactions. I think that is a pretty much an undisputed claim. Often they work hand in hand with governments. In the past last few years, these centralized social networks have all launched payment networks. Bitcoin and Ethereum have not been scalable enough to compete, and the team behind Intercoin spent the last decade creating an open, web-based, decentralized social platform to rival Facebook and Google. Now, they can use it to roll out a revolutionary payment platform on top of it. If decentralized crypto doesn't soon gain mainstream adoption to power everyday payments, it'll be Facebook and WeChat's world, and you'll just live in it. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and in the real world, and we think that's important here on Free Talk Live, so important that FTL accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Inc. for advertising. Now, we could have taken this ad time, and we could have sold it to other people for the same amount of money. Hopefully. So, you can invest in this project and potentially make big gains, or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. It's intercoin.org. That's intercoin.org. And I must say that Free Talk Live is hoping to get more involved as time goes by.
Nice.
So, let's go to Laszlo calling in from the United States. Laszlo, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Mark.
Hey, what's going on?
Hi, Richie Rich.
What's
up, man? Oh, my God. The last 2 hours are painful, dude. I'm going to change the topic here.
Okay.
Get into some more cerebral things. You remember I called, Mark, and I explained to you how to have a dig the ditch rather than build the wall. right?
Oh yes, you are the gentleman who wants the 20-mile wide canal to run along the U.S. border that creates more beachfront property and solves the immigration problem and a variety of
drawbridge over
climate change, sea level rise. We're correct.
Yeah. Okay.
Put people to work. You know, five positives. I got a new one for you. Ready?
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
If it's that
all
good.
Right. So the police in riot gear, right? With the you know, the Lexan shields that they carry.
Mm-hmm.
Do a hologram.
What do you mean?
Police show up in their riot gear and helmet, right? And they have a Lexan face front, and they could put a hologram on there of whatever is required, whether it's a social worker, whether it's a psychologist, whether it's whatever.
So the hologram would talk to the rioters or protesters or whomever.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
Right. The cop would be protected and only needed, you know, as a last resort to restrain the individual. I totally agree with taking away their qualified immunity and all of that crap. You know, we have technology to do this.
I would think the Lexan shield would be a little on the small side. I mean, and also you'd have, you know, there'd be so many of them. What about just sort of a big projection unit coming out of one of these riot vehicles that, you know, projects soothing music and the talking from the counselor thing?
Trying to bore the protesters to death?
Go ahead, Leslie.
I'm mostly talking about, like, the, you know, when somebody calls the cops.
Okay.
You know, they show up to the incident, you know, whether it's a domestic dispute, whether it's a burglary or whatever.
So instead of having the police try and de-escalate when that's really not what they're trained in, have someone whose training is in psychology and social work to try and smooth things out and leave them to just the enforcement if that's necessary.
Exactly.
I can't say it's the worst idea I've ever heard in the world, right? Like, basically, you know, here's your iPad, cops, whatever the situation calls for, you just pull up the given psychiatrist or whatever it is and hold up the iPad and talk to the crazy person.
Just like Demolition Man, where he checks the little thing to get advice on how to handle the perpetrator?
Demolition Man is probably one of the most insightful movies of
highly predictive
the last half century.
So with the modern virus thing, you actually see a really good reason for why you would have the boardroom that's in that scene where you have these swiveling chairs with the faces on screens instead of actually being in each other's presence.
I got to watch Demolition Man tonight. I mean, it's a great movie.
I'd watch it anytime.
Do me a favor, guys. Do me a favor, and everybody listening, go on to pbs.org, find Nova, and find Einstein's Big Idea if you want to look at bigger issues.
Excellent.
You know, so, when you're moving at the speed of light, light is always moving away from you the same speed. It's amazing. Light is constant. Space and time are not.
A similar idea.
Thank you.
A similar idea that I've heard from Laszlo was not calling the police for incidents that don't require the escalation of violence. Right? If you go in there to take a report, call the people who handle taking the report. If you're going there to handle, you know...
That kind of makes sense, right? Like, what do you really need the police for at an automobile accident?
Right. So the cops...
You need an insurance adjuster.
Not even the police department. A whole separate department just devoted to that becomes established through whatever system, you know, you want to talk about. And then only when they need to escalate the violence do you call the guys with the guns.
Let's go to Crystal calling in from Sacramento. Crystal, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey. This is Crystal, the truck driver.
Thank you, Crystal. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm a day late listening to everything. I wanted to thank you guys for all the nice things you were saying about us truck drivers out here.
Oh, I do love the truck drivers.
And when it comes to defunding, I wanted to comment on, you know, going into areas.
Defunding police?
Yes.
Okay.
And where the truck drivers wasn't wanting to go in. And I know I'm a day late.
Right. So let me recap just very quickly. Some truck drivers are saying they don't want to go to certain places if the police aren't going to be servicing those places, or if the funding is cut for police in those places. So there you go. Please go on.
I would. I mean, the police never come anytime we call them. And, you know, if somebody's going, the freight is all insured. So it's actually up to the business. And we can lock ourselves in our truck. You can't carry a gun. It's illegal. But I can carry my bear spray, which is not illegal since I'm a mountain driver.
That makes some sense. I mean, you know. Better than nothing.
I think it's fine for the drivers to make that choice for themselves, right? If you don't want to haul the load that you're contracted to do, someone else will. Don't expect that work.
Yeah.
Right.
Just will take it.
You know,
yeah,
it's,
she will.
It's just like training. You know, a lot of people don't like to chain their trucks in the mountains. So
chaining up the wheels, right?
Work. Yes. Chaining up the wheels.
Can't they make tires that handle that? I mean, I don't know. I have never driven a big rig, period, let alone in a mountain, which I've never driven a car in.
Even if they could, you probably wouldn't want to use that type of tires on the rest of the
car. I didn't even know what it meant. I'm from Michigan, and when I moved to California, they're talking about chaining. I'm like, I'm used to putting sand in my truck when it rains, you know, when it's icy and snowy and everything, but I don't know nothing about no chaining. But
well, it's really common in Colorado where you have a lot of snow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would imagine. How long does it take you to chain up the tires?
I can do it in 37 minutes.
Impressive.
For six tires.
So you just lay it out, all of them out, and then you back over them?
I flop them over, and I back over.
Got it.
I used to do it the way where I'd lay them all out when I first learned. But now it's much easier to do it the easy way.
Yeah.
And it comes with practice, right, and experience. You find new and faster ways to get it done so you're not out and about, you know, in that type of weather for a long period of time.
Thank you for your service, Crystal. Appreciate the call. And, I mean, it's if truckers don't bring the stuff for whatever reason, and maybe it's police, maybe it's riots, maybe it's protests, whatever, we're not going to have stuff. Everything we have is moved by those people. Everything.
Well, and when the whole COVID thing first started, we had a trucker call in when I was on the air saying, like, they were being mistreated at the loading docks. And I went, well, time for a trucker strike, right? Either get treated right or because nothing happens without them. And I was like, can't do that.
Yeah, that would change everything.
It would. But they had leverage at that time.
855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block. And that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture. One that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.